Political call.
Either way, are you?
Hello.
Hi, this is Rob from New York Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. May I know what is your zip code, please?
My zip code?
Yes.
12144.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Nope, I'm registered.
Thank you. And do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Something else.
What is the year of your birth?
1957.
1957, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Are you Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, Central American, or South American?
Yes.
Which one? I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Chican.
Thank you. Thank you. And what is the highest level? Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
Seventh grade.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Hillary Clinton. No, I meant Donald Trump.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections.
2020, you said, right?
Yes,
you 2020. You said 2020? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I didn't vote. Is that when Joe was still, was he awake then or asleep?
So you did not vote then?
No, I voted for Trump.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 where you'll probably not vote, or will you not definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
8.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, as 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that you're not, your vote has a lot of power.
0.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it is matter a lot, matter somewhat, or does not matter much, or it does not matter at all. Protecting LGBTQ rights?
Matters.
Matters somewhat or matters a lot?
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Elections for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
Somewhat matter.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Matters a lot.
A lot. A lot. Thank you. And protecting
like
abortion rights?
That matters.
Somewhat or a lot?
A lot.
Thank you. And we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each one of the following, would you say that protecting LGBTQ rights, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and will probably vote, if it is convenient, I will vote, I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote?
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Elections for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I will doubt.
If it's convenient, I'll vote. If it's convenient.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, nothing will stop me.
Nothing will stop me. Nothing like a camel.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will.
If I want to vote and probably will.
Thank you. I noticed still way off. Thank you. I noticed it's still a one. I'm sorry. Moving on. I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Are you on the side or some other option?
Some other option.
But if you have to choose, for whom would you vote? The Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third-party, or would you vote for political office but not president, or would you not vote at all in the upcoming election?
I would vote for someone other than Robert Kennedy.
Thank you. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democrat candidate, a third party or independent candidate, or you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would probably vote for a Republican candidate.
Thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated? No change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated.
Somewhat more motivated. Vote. Somewhat motivated.
How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? A lot? Some? Not much or nothing at all?
Some.
Here is a text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear in the ballot in the year November. Add certain protections to the state bill of rights. Add anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers the reproductive health care and autonomy. Adjust votes. Puts the protections against discrimination in New York State's constitution, and no votes leave these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I'm undecided.
Decided, thank you. But if you have to choose, how would you vote? Yes or no, or will not vote?
Undecided.
Based on your read, this amendment, do you think this amendment will give voting rights to immigrants, put LGBTQ protections in the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protections, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, remove parents' right over their children's medical decisions, provide protections off the basis of gender, prohibit housing discrimination, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, or prevent discrimination based on age?
When you talk about allowing immigrants to vote, you talking legal or illegal immigrants?
Legal.
Legal. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, knowing this amendment, would you put protections for abortion to the state constitution? Would you definitely vote yes? Probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or you're undecided?
Undecided.
Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote Prop 1, which is an amendment which will protect abortion rights, and is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
Undecided.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how much you agree or in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly agree where zero means you strongly disagree and a 10 means that you strongly agree. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. From 0 to 10, how do you agree to that statement?
I don't know how I feel about that.
But if you have to choose,
two.
Then let's go from...
Two.
Thank you. It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. From 0 to 10, how you grade it?
4.
Thank you. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
6.
It is important to protect trans jobs and protect access to gender-affirming care.
8.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
6.
Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
8.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
10.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
6.
Thank you. Here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes.
I hope they're fucking paying us that good money to read all this shit.
And protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country at a moment in time when we're seeing the state government and courts walk right backwards. This proposal solidifies protection with our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproduction, healthcare, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no to this amendment, or you're undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But you have to choose, how would you vote? Would you yes, no, or will not vote?
Undecided.
Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. If it is okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president in U.S. Congress with another state and local offices. This November, how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Maybe.
It's 50-50.
I'm not really sure.
Or probably.
I'm not really sure.
Thank you. And now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing? Even neither is exactly right, and that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing. Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment has also special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. And statement B, these claims are false and could just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state's constitution to make sure all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. So you agree it's much more to statement A, somewhat more to statement A, somewhat more to statement B, or much more to statement B?
Can you reread them for me?
No.
Sure. Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things